Welcome to the Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem Podcast. This rebellious fuck is pretty much done holding back, so you never know what he's going to talk about or who he's going to have on his show. You're so fucking welcome. Enjoy!
Welcome to the Darren Yates Show, a.k.a. Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem. This is my podcast where I just kind of, right now I'm sitting at my kid's baseball practice. I'm in the parking lot. He's inside doing some training. So it's a nice spot for me just to record and just let my thoughts kind of just fly out like a motherfucker. Woo! It's so exciting when you do your own thing. And I'm going to kind of go over some benefits and pluses of doing your own thing. A lot of people think it's, you know, it's hard and it's crazy and blah, blah, blah. But if you really do have a burning desire deep down to do something else than what you're doing now, if you have a talent or an idea or a business or an art or a passion or a message, something that you know deep down you should be getting out there, then you have to do it. I believe are the meaning of life. I'm going to give you guys the fucking meaning of life here. Come on now. The meaning of life, in my opinion, is to figure out what your purpose is. What is your strength or passion where you can help other people? That is your purpose. Somewhere within what you love to do, how can you help other people? I think that's your purpose. You know, within my passion for entertainment, in being a show host and a musician and an entertainer on stage or whatever, within that, I am helping people pursue their real dreams because I gave up on my real dreams for a while. So I, within what I'm doing, I'm trying to help other people pursue what they really want to do. And if I didn't have people shouting it years ago, mentors of mine that were shouting it, trying to help other people like me, I'm not sure where I'd be right now. So I am going to constantly shout this motherfucker all over the place as loud as I can in different ways, different platforms, different, you know, mediums or whatever. Because if one person hears this podcast and sees the light, it's going to be all worth it. So one of the main things that I have right now, and now it's becoming a reality more and more because I've stuck with it for years, and I've failed forward, and I've tweaked, and I've grinded, and I've learned, and I've gotten better and gotten better. I've had a strategy on how to monetize it. I've developed my brand. I have a message. Is hope. And even when you're not doing anything and you just start taking action, there is a hope. You have freaking a hope to build that thing to possibly become something huge down the road. So just getting in the game, just being in the game to do your own thing and to start it. Just starting it. My soul was happy. Years ago, when I just saw light and got in the game, I knew it was going to take a while. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. But just knowing I was taking movement toward that place that I was holding back from, and I know that the place I'm marching toward and grinding toward, I know that that place holds the key to my happiness and to my purpose and to what I'm supposed to be doing, unlocking the mystery of life, the meaning of life. I know that I am meant to be an entertainer with a message. And so I am leaning into it left and right. So you guys, just getting in the game, enjoying the process, because the process is where the magic happens. You have this foundation of hope. When you're not doing anything ever, and you're just going taking the same shit you do every day that bores you, it's making you miserable, you're like a faceless, you know, you're like, there's no excitement, there's no challenge, you're not doing anything with your purpose, you're like this mindless, numbless, faceless thing going through this entity of earth or whatever, fuck that. Get excited. Be excited about your time here. And be excited about, whoa, oh my God, my kid just scared the shit out of me. I'm doing a podcast right now. And Taven's coming in. Oh my God, what the? That was not right, dude. It's only 8:03. Dude, why are you out so early?
They let us go earlier because there was nobody in the
floor. Okay. Man, that was crazy, dude. All right, I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow. Well, here it'll be just a quick pause and, okay. How's practice? All right, guys, we are back. My son, yesterday, his practice got over early, so here in the next day, he has another training, so I'm in the car again. Hopefully, he won't get out early this time. It's rainy, so if you hear some raindrops. So here we go. I'm piecing together two different recording on two different days. And another thing that I practiced and I preach to my people, there's no reason you shouldn't be doing a podcast or some kind of show or starting something of yours, whatever the fuck it looks like. You know, if you're not happy, if you know there's something else that you're meant to do, fucking start it. Just being in the game is everything. Now, if you're happy doing a regular job and if you're happy having a boss and all that stuff, you've won the game. This is me not taking a shot at people who do regular stuff. Not at all. If you're happy, like I said, you've won the game. I'm talking to the people who are doing regular stuff who are miserable doing it. Like I fucking was. And I thought there was no way out. And I figured it out. And so I'm going to be shouting from the fucking mountaintops as much as I can to help people start their own thing. So just being in the game, your soul becomes happy. Or it should if you're doing the right thing. You know, keep your job for a little bit, do side hustles or part-time stuff, whatever you got to do to build your own thing. Don't worry about money yet. Build it for the right reasons. What's your talent, your passion? Somewhere within your talent or passion, you can help other people, and that is your freaking purpose. All right. Another reason, you guys, besides hope and just being in the game and being happy and you're so happy and building it and, you know, there's a certain type of excitement that you have every day when you're working on your own thing is maybe a social confidence. Like when I go to events now for my son's baseball or my daughter's gymnastics or even Zayden's school stuff or, you know, family stuff or hanging out with friends, whatever it is, any type of social atmosphere, I have a new reborn confidence. You know, when people ask me about my stuff, you know, a lot of people don't want to get into it, you know, because it's an entrepreneurial, kind of a different, kind of extraordinary kind of thing. You know, I'm not doing anything regular. So a lot of people, it's not that they don't want to talk about it, maybe. Maybe they still understand it, you know. So, but when someone is interested, man, there's a confidence. There's a glow. Sometimes my wife makes fun of me. I won't shut up. Oh, you asked Darren what he's doing? Yeah, he won't shut up. So if I get some kind of like positive people are into it, like you guys listen to this podcast, you know, most of you kind of probably like me a little bit. You know, I'm fucking excited. I love talking my stuff to people who are being inspired by it or entertained or who are just into it for whatever reasons. So a social confidence, a lot of people need help with that. So when you do your own fucking thing and start building it, knowing you're in the game, who cares how long it's going to take? It takes them 2 years or 5 or 10 years. I'm going to get my own thing going in a huge ass motherfucking way. And guess what? When you do, there's no ceiling on the money you can make. You can hire teams, you can scale, you can do all kinds of different things, but set your thing up, start working on it, start researching, study the people who are at where you want to be. That social confidence. I mean, there's a certain swagger that I have now, you know, and I enjoy talking to other people about their things because I'm secure with mine. You know, I'm happy with what I'm doing. It's exciting. And like I always, I'm going to keep reiterating this point. It doesn't matter if you just start, you're a quarter in, you're halfway in, or you're further along like me or some of my mentors who are way further along and are crushing it. You know, I'm starting to crush it a little bit here and there. You know what I mean? I'm right there. So whatever extent you are in the game, your soul is going to be happy. My soul is happy right now. Now that I'm doing more stuff, it's the same happiness as I, when I first started doing not much at all, and me learning. It's just this foundation of happiness and security and some kind of like just powerful swagger that you have. Your soul's happy. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're en route to get there. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to work for it. You know, it's crazy how we got to work for our purpose, but that's what the meaning of life is. There it is. The meaning of fucking life in this podcast. Let's go. Another awesome thing. When you do your own thing, is you inspire your kids, your family members, your followers, your friends. You know, a lot of them are going to hop off, but a lot of them, a certain smaller percentage, are going to stay on and be with you. And some people are going to come back around later when they know you were for real and it wasn't some fucking phase. Wow, Darren's for real doing this. This is his real fucking shit. Maybe we should, you know, embrace it and get on board with him, you know, and hear about it. And maybe we can be inspired. So there's a lot of people that are being inspired by you when you start doing something extraordinary, when you start building your own thing. It's crazy how many people I see out and they give me compliments and they watch my stuff and they know that I was in Tulsa doing this TV show. They know this, they know that, but they never like my stuff. I'm like, and part of me wants to say, well, why don't you ever fucking like any of my shit, motherfucker? But I'm not going to say that. Hey, that's cool. You help with the engagement, or not the engagement, but you help with the watch time. The algorithm likes it when people watch my shit. So even if, though you're not commenting on it or liking it or whatever, you're watching it. So I'm like, that's cool, you know? And some people comment a lot. So I'm not going to worry. I'm just, my head's down. I'm doing my fucking thing. It's almost like when you go into, when you're an athlete and you go into a sports game, you're just out there grinding. You're laying it all on the line. And whatever happens, happens. How many athletes, the elite athletes, how many times do you hear them say, you know what, I'm just going to give my all and see what happens, you know? See if we can get this win. See where we end up. See where the ball bounces or whatever. And that's how this is. I'm just grinding so hard. Whatever followers I get, whatever. Yeah, there's a strategy. I'm going to kick it up a notch real sooner with a newer some more team members and stuff. But you're just in the game. You're rocking and you're doing your thing. And it's like an ugh. And that's so it's inspiring to people. There's a lot of people that are going to be inspired by it that you don't know about it. That's okay. Just keep going. Put your head down. Let the numbers fall where they fucking may. And then when you get some momentum, then you can start thinking about, you know, kicking up a notch with some additional marketing and promotion or paid ads or whatever. So another thing too is when you keep doing your thing, and like I say, I encourage you all within your passion and your strengths and your purpose, within your strengths and passion and the thing that you are going to do, within that, figure out some kind of message, some way to help other people, and that's your purpose. And so when you have a message, guys, that is powerful. Like right now, my show, I feel like is more powerful, has more balls to it now because there's a message behind it. You know, it's a powerful thing. Anyone who wants to come at me and talk shit about my show that I'm inappropriate or I'm vulgar or this or that, that's just me leaning into what I do. And if you don't like it, don't fucking watch it. If you don't like my shit and you keep watching it, you know, you're a fan. You know what I mean? It's on you. So who gives a fuck what anyone thinks about what you're going to do? They're all going to judge you anyway, or not all, but you're going to get judgment. So you might as well lean into it and do exactly what the fuck you want. I talk about all the time, you know, a lot of inspiring people, you know, some mentors like wrestling, some people like real estate, some people like wine, some people like business stuff, marketing. I just so happen to be one of those inspirational guys who has a crazy show. I'm just doing my thing. I'm pursuing my dreams and show and music and being on stage. And my purpose is to help other people pursue what they really want to do. So within what I do, I found a way to help other people. So having a message to help other people, no matter what it is, it's powerful. And guess what also that you can establish is a legacy. You know, maybe you start a business that your family starts. You know, maybe you create some kind of a wealth situation. Maybe you, whatever you pass down, anything that's tied to a message is powerful. It can be freaking legacy type shit. All right, guys, another thing that helps me out, and as I've gotten older, I've gotten more of it. Maybe it's just because, you know, there's more pressure, there's more stuff going on, there's more hats I'm wearing or whatever. But the anxiety, to me, the anxiety lessens and the anxiety gets to a calming point when you know you're doing your passion, when you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, there's a certain kind of comfort and a certain kind of content that you experience when you're just doing what you just do what you do. You know what I mean? The haters can't touch me now. Yeah, they're annoying and some of them are mean as fuck. But man, I'm just doing my thing. And someone's going to talk shit about me just doing my thing and being me and having a life experience that I have chosen? Fuck off. So when you get so dialed in and in such a groove doing your own thing, the haters, the shit, they can't touch you. If people are able to touch you and ruffle your feathers, maybe you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe you're doing something that you think you should be doing because of what other people are going to think. Other people are going to maybe say better stuff about this than what you really want to do. Fuck that. Do what you really want to do. Like I said, when you lean into something, you're going to get judgment. So you might as well do whatever the fuck you want. All right, guys. I think I'm going to end it right there. I encourage you all, start your thing. Get in the game. You know, follow my stuff. I'm always going to be talking about it. I have a coaching program I'm going to be releasing very soon. I'm going to have like a beta version, the first 25 clients, students, what are you going to call it? So Reveal Your Rock Star is going to be launched in a really badass, kick-ass way. I can't wait to tell you about it. And a lot more stuff coming up here, you guys. And my name is Darren Yates. You've listened to The Darren Yates Show, a.k.a. Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem. So I love you. Go rock your shit. Go maximize your potential. Let the lion out.